Today's perek is Yehoshua perek Dalet. And so we have watched Yehoshua's position changing, as first HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he's going to bring him to be in the same status of Moshe Rabbeinu, and indeed the Shvatim seem to give him even more, in giving him Dinim of Melech, and we learned from him the Dinim of Merida of Melech, something that we didn't see by Moshe directly. Then we saw him even more once again when it came to the Meraglim, how his Meraglim are successful in defining the entire nature of the Yerusha, how Moshe Rabbeinu's Meraglim were unsuccessful, which we saw even by the remes to the 12 Anashim that are mentioned throughout the parak. And then we came to witness the immediacy and the ceremony of the actual crossing of the tzivoy, of the crossing of the Yarden, which we said is brought out, the intensity of it, is brought out by this opening pasuk in Perek Dalet. Vayik asher tamu kol ha-goyel avor et ha-yarden, and now we have, right in the middle of a pasuk, this very dramatic break in the parsha, which tells us that what we've done is we've broken into two completely different eras. It looks like just a moment has passed, but a new epoch has begun, basically. And just as we're told by the Medrash, that Sefer Bamidbar is considered to be the equivalent of the Havdalah, Bein Ha'or Ubein Ha'Choshech, because it's Mavdal between the door of Yotzei Mimitzrayim and the door of the Nichnosim La'aretz, which is viewed as such a primal distinction that it merits one of the Havdalahs in Ma'aseh Bereishis, connected the five Lashonas of Havdalah in the Torah. So to hear Chazal want to tell us the status of Yisrael pre-Knesset La'aretz and Yisrael Acher Knesset La'aretz is as if we're now in a new reality, and we start again. Now at this point, Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua Lemor. So now comes the tzivoy to take whatever had been set aside before. Notice that yesterday we spoke about standing at attention, hachin, ready now for whatever is to come. We were supposed to be mechin, these 12 people, one for each shevet. We're used to that in terms of the Meraglim of Moshe, ish echad, each one for each one of the Shvatim. Here too we have each one for each one of the Shvatim, and yet they serve a completely different purpose. And we were sitting there, mishtaim, what is that about? And he never said. He said, make sure you've got 12 guys ready. So these guys are ready. They're not with everybody else. They're set aside. The Kayanim that are holding the Aron are set aside. And now, at last, we are told, what are they being set aside for? Kechu lachem min ha'am shnei masar anashim ish echad mishavet v'tzavu otam lemor. Tell them, se'u lachem mizeh mitoch ha'yarden. You must pick up from within the Yarden itself. Mi matzav raglei ha'kohanim, where we have now this ceremonious standing of the Kohanim, who are standing with their own feet in the water. And this is so central. We use in English the concept of feet on the ground. And over here it's the placement of their feet that actually makes the difference. If it's what we were stressing, their feet entered into the water and the Yarden stops. We'll see they take their feet out of the water and now the Yarden goes. So the nature of the actual connection, and remember that the Kohanim are not allowed in the Beit HaMikdash to have any hafsaka between their feet and the ground. It's the groundedness, the chibur to Eretz Yisrael that's so important. We continue discussing over here the nature of the chibur in that you need to take out 12 large stones. The Gemara says that they actually measured those stones, not these, but the ones that were about to, the parallel stones that we're about to discuss that were left in the Yarden. V'ha'avar, and they were enormous, they were 40 saw. V'ha'avartem otam imachem, you're to carry them with you. V'inachtem otam b'malon asher talinu bo halayla. Put them in the encampment where we will be tonight, which ends up being a play on words because the malon ends up being where they will be mal, and which of course we saw before by Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes to the malon and gets in trouble for the milah. So, anyway, we are back now in the Yarden. We're still in the Yarden. So that we're discussing here what really happened over the course of that transport of the Am over the Yarden. So this is the detail.
People have already crossed over, the Kohanim are still there?
No. Actually, what we're having now is a detailed description of what went on while they were in the Yarden. So Vayikra, because it gets worse. as we'll see. Vayikra Yehoshua al 12 ish, asher hechin mibnei Yisrael. The people who were omed hachin, they ishachad bishavet, so that the point over here is not the regul to make each shevet happy, but rather to express the uniqueness of each shevet's connection to that which will be the first mizbeach built in Eretz Yisrael, exactly what happened with Yaakov Avinu, who took 12 stones, built Kever Rachel out of those 12 stones, and said, if these 12 stones are mitached, then I know that there will be indeed a building of Eretz Yisrael with my 12 sons, a binyan echad, because my mita will be shlema. Otherwise, I don't know what will happen. So we are used to ethnic issues, you know, Sephardic, Ashkenazic, you know, Kurdistan, whatever. But these elements of ethnicity that had to do with the relationship of the Shvatim were indeed completely different roots, which the Gra says may still actually be, that they're scattered. That's why he didn't put on, reportedly, tefillin of Rabbi Notam. If I came to put on every type of different tefillin that would be required for the Sharsh and Nishmas Yisrael, that's what I'd be spending my day on. Right? So there's a tefillin that's klalit, which is good for, but ein hachinami. Each Sharash of a Shevet is a completely different tfisa of not only Eretz Yisrael, but of the nature of Torah. And we have a Bezdin of a Shevet, besides the Bezdin HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. We're not used to that because of the loss of the Aseret HaShvatim and the overall sense of Yahadut, of being Yehuda, instead of Yisrael that's comprised of 12 different pieces. But over here, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, Nachala, is built around the 12. And therefore, each one of the Shvatim has to literally penetrate the Yarden, pick up one of the stones of the Yarden. As we pointed out, this is from Karka Bitula, so it's very much a vision, Kriyat Hayam by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kriyat HaYarden, but they're very different. You'll notice that Kriyat Yam Suf we spoke about yesterday, being Miminam Umismolam. That is similar in the Yitzia Mimitzrayim, as the Pasuk itself mentions. That's similar, Geula, similar to birth. The parting of the waters of the Knesset through the Yam Suf is a Leida. Hayivole Doi Pamachat. Because over there, and that was the whole sense of the emergency of it, the rush, the terror of it, the chavle leida. Emergency. Very good. Right? So there was a sense over there of chavle leida. We're terrified. We're screaming. The waters part, and we go through the waters as happens in the leida of a child. But the yarding is like a geisha ceremony. Right? Everybody's standing achen. We're preparing for this for 3 days. We have it worked out that every shevet has to participate in this act of penetration of Eretz Yisrael. So it's again, I'm going to do to you what I did to Moshe, that everybody's going to be talking about the splitting of the Yarden as they do the splitting of the Yam Suf, but it's a totally different splitting. It's very calm. The nade was not, the Yarden, after all, is not the Yam Suf. Nobody's chasing you. You're preparing for this, B'Kedusha, B'Taira, and so on. So this becomes now a ceremonious taking the bitulim of the Karka of Eretz Yisrael and showing that it is yours. Every Shevet has to do this individually. We didn't talk about Prismila yet. Let's wait till we get there. Vayom Elohim Yoshua. Ivru lifnei Aron Adonai Elohechem el toch ha-yarden. So he tells them, each one of you, this has to be done in front of the Aron HaBrit. So in the front of the Aron HaBrit, walk into the Yarden, pick up each of you one of these stones on your shoulders. They must have been, as the Gemara says, immensely powerful to be able to lift that up. Leman tiyezot ot bekirbechem, this shall be the sign amongst you in the future. Yishalun b'neichem machar lemor. Ma havanim ha'ela lachem. Exactly the lashonis that we have by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ma havada zot lachem. Exactly, word for word. So we're really, is as HaKadosh Baruch explained yesterday, Yoshua, I'm going to do to you what I did at Yitzias Mitzrayim. So your children will ask, what do these avonim mean? V'amartem lahem, asher nichretu, meimei ha'yarden, b'knei aron brit adunoi, It was because the Yarden split because of the Oron HaBrit. These are to stand as an everlasting memory. And indeed, Bnei Yisrael did this, as Yoshua commanded them. Vayisu shtei esrei avanim mitoch ha-yarden, kasher diber adunor Yoshua, lemispar shiftei Bnei Yisrael, vayavirum imam el ha-malon vayinichum sham. They indeed took them with them and put them in the malon. Ushtei esrei avanim hekim Yoshua betoch ha-yarden. There were an additional 12 stones that Yoshua put in the yarden tachat matzav raglei ha-kohanim, Nos Aaron Habrit, so it was Tachat. Here it was left in the Yarden itself. Vayu Shama Dayomaze, Yisrael was here. Vakoanim Nos Aaron Omdim Betocha Yarden. This, meanwhile, is while the Yarden is split, they are still standing in the middle of the Yarden. Atom Kol Hadavar, Asher Tzivad Udayat Yoshua Ladaber Alam. Now, what is this? No, this is something new. To speak? What did he speak? Kechol asher tzivah Moshe et Yehoshua? What is that all about?
In the middle of the Yarden,
says the Gemara, Yehoshua said to them, at this moment, and remember these were the dots over the words, Anistarot la'ashem alokeinu v'niglot lanu levanenu ad olam, to teach us that the chiyuv of Arvut took place only once we crossed the Yarden. Where was the commitment to the Arvut for everyone else's behavior? Because the first time the Arvut goes into effect is immediately in the Milchama Alai, in which everybody has to pay the price for one individual's Mi'ilah and the Cherem. HaKadosh Baruch was ready to destroy all of Israel. Where did that Brit take place? Says we're in the middle of the Yarden. Yoshua says, okay, let's just stop for a moment while the water's up there. We are going into Eretz Yisrael with an understanding that this is the Brit that makes it possible for us to survive here. So that the Shtei Mesrei Avanim nonetheless is different, but each one is responsible for everything that everybody else does. If you're ready on that basis, we continue to walk. Otherwise, the Kohanim can leave right now. And you could just make this your last stand.
Swept away with the tides.
Swept away with the tides, exactly. So this was in the middle of the Yarden, until everybody did, that's why it says everybody did. It wasn't just the Avanim. It was indeed a massive presence of Brit. Vayemaharua am vayavoru. Boy, I'd run too after that threat. Everybody now gets out of there but fast. The Mepharshim say the reason for the Vimaharu is because now it's no longer covered of the Oren. The Oren is standing there, so to speak, to indicate that I am holding the door open for you. So when someone choshev holds the door open, you don't walk slowly. You feel bad. You walk very quickly. So for the covet of the Yarin, they hurried and passed by. Vayi kasher tam kol ha'am la'avor, vayavor aron adunoy va'koanim lifnei ha'am. After everybody passed, then the Yarin and the Koanim passed in front of them. Now this is really weird. So you've got 2 million people on the other side. The Aron has been standing in the back. And now it's got to get ahead of everybody. And actually, it said before that they were standing on the other side and had put their feet down. So the Gemara says that indeed, everybody had passed. The Aron was left on the other side. And the Yarden goes back to the way it was, as we'll see. It was only then that the Kohanim passed over. But the way that they passed over was by having the Aron carry them, because it was no Seyet no Sav. So the Aron carried them not only over the Yarden, but all the way to the front of the Machane, so that now it should be in front. You know where Yashka got the idea, huh? So here, fascinatingly, the Medrash brings the Raya to Uzzah. Why didn't Uzzah learn from here? If the Aron is no Seyet no Sav, and this was something that they saw B'Knis al Haaretz, wasn't a small remez at the time of Halif and the Machane. So then, why was he, what's the connection? Because we already saw the uniqueness of Kayanim being nice to the Aron, and the Aron going in front, only occurs here, and in the Hachnasa of the Aron Abris into the Heichal. So that means that Uzzah should have understood that just like over here, it was unique. Just was unique. It should be, you don't have the dinim of needing to lift it on your shoulders. No, even over here, the Aron was nice as nice up. So what kind of absurdity is that, that you push it, you hold it. It can hold even the Kohanim.
So it was helping them hover over the water as well?
Huh? It hovered them. Those who were holding the Aron ended up being over the water.
Vayavru
v'nei Ruvenu v'nei Gad v'chatzi shevet amanashe chamushim livnei b'nei Yisrael kasher diber aleyem Moshe ke'arbaim elav chalutzi atzava avru livnei Adonai l'milchama el arvot Yericho. Actually, in the Divrei Hayomim it says 44,760. But we have a klal kit. When you say approximately, we're only trying to approximate it to the nearest large number. So it's approximately 40,000.
Those are only the 2.5 tribes?
Yeah. Those are the 2.5 tribes that were now the Marines. They moved to the front in order to be able to serve as the shock attack. By Yom Ahu, and it was indeed as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said would be, By Yom Ahu Gidal Adonai et Yehoshua b'nei Kol Yisrael, v'yiru oto kasher yaru et Moshe Kol Yemei Chayav. This, says the Medrash, was the first time that v'natata mihotcha alav actually happened. Because v'natata mihotcha alav means v'yiru migeshet alav, elav. By Moshe Rabbeinu, they were afraid, it was such a powerful ore, that they were afraid to approach Moshe. So then why don't we find the same thing of the fear of approaching Yehoshua? If he was Mamale, then b'mida gedusha, as Rashi points out in the Chumash, with both Yadayim and so on. This is the first time that we see that there was actual yira of the physical presence of Yehoshua, and here was nitkayem v'natata miotcha alav, says the Medrash. No, because it was at this point that he began to glow, in that sense. In other words, the real presence of Moshe was murgash at this moment when all of this happened. Vayitzav Yehoshua, sorry, Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua Lemor, Tzaveyat HaKohanim Nosei Aron HaEdut V'Ya'alu Min HaYarden. Again, we find very often in Yehoshua, we're given an insight into what happened to allow what happened before, so now we're given the details. There was a tzivui. Tell them, V'Ya'alu Min HaYarden, and let them now, says Rashi, says, Kan Pirish Et Amur Lamala. This is the explanation of what we already said the general klal on. And tell them to get out of the Yarden, not to cross, notice, but to get out. And they were on the other side. So it never says that they crossed. That's the makor of the Medrash. They didn't cross. Vayitzav Yehoshua takonim lemor, alumin ha-Yarden. Walk backwards, out of the Yarden. Vayhi ka'alot takonim nosei Aron Brit Adonai mitoch ha-Yarden. They were walked out with the Aron Abrit, nitku kapot ragle. Ha-Kohanim al-Kharava. Look at the stress now on the actual, forget about taking the Yutzei. Isn't it dependent on taking the Aron out? No. It's dependent on taking their feet out. Ela Harava, they're now on the other side of the Yarden. V'yashuva mei Yarden lemekomam, v'yachuk et boshul shoma kogedotav. Now it went back to full flow. V'yam alu min Yarden be'asor lachodesh harishon. This was on the 10th of Nisan. V'yachanu b'Gilgal, B'ktzei Mizrach Yericho, there they were in Gilgal at the edge, Barnea, of Mizrach Yericho. What is that? What does that tell us? B'ktzei Mizrach Yericho.
The Mayan of Yericho is on the eastern side, so maybe it has to do with the Mayan. It's the pool between Binyamin and Ephraim.
That was a fast answer, but maybe it's good. V'ktzei Mizrei Ha'avanim Ha'ela Asher Lakchu Min Ha'Yarden Hekim Yehoshua B'Gilgal. And indeed, the Malon was Gilgal. Yehoshua put up these 12 Avanim. Vayomer al b'nei Yisrael limor, asher yishalun b'neichem achar davotam limor ma avanim ha'ele, v'odatem et b'neichem limor, v'yabasha avar Yisrael et ha'yarden hazeh. So now what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua as a tzivui was told them at the time that they actually were ma'amid, so they were ma'amid the Avanim as a gal'ed about the future. The way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu dried out the Yarden so that you could cross over, Kasher asad noy lechem leyam suf asher ovish mipanenu ad ovrenu. Here, for the first time, Yoshua himself points out the connection between what had happened to them and what had happened at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this is indeed the fifth coast. This is the Vehavetim. I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, the Hashlama of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was told to Moshe. Now we have a circle from the moment of the Tzivoy of the Yitziah in Beshalach to the actual entry of Yoshua. And this is why Yoshua at the end goes over Arami Oved Avi. He talks basically as we do. Betchila, your Aves were of the Aved Azor, exactly as we do in Agadah Shel Pesach. This is the description of the vision of the Yetziah and the Knesset. L'ma'an dat kol amei ha'aretz et yad Adonai ki chazakayi l'ma'an yiratem et Adonai Eloichem kol hayamim. So that all of you, even the simplest of you, should be witness to the power of the Knesset Eretz Yisrael and of the chelek that you have in it, so that you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fear not the milchamot to come.
Wait, the art is now where?